quarterback ready to play that hasn't played all year. What's that like?
Are you referring to Dallas?
Well, yeah.
I mean, there's challenges to it, of course, but keep in mind that backups prepare each week like they're going to play, and it happens all the time. There's more than a handful of teams that have had to play backups, either to finish a game, of course, or then start the next one or a string of games. So, I'm impressed by the way the backups in this league prepare themselves, so I'm sure whoever they play will be ready to go.
A quarterback is often judged by how they play in big games. Is that a way you judge quarterbacks, A? And B, is that something you still need to see with Nick?
Well, I think you judge a quarterback based on whether he can lead you to victories or not. You want a guy that is very efficient, but you want a guy that also that does the things necessary to help you win. And that's partly why I think Nick's done a good job for us. He's a very good decision maker. The ball means something to him. So he doesn't put the ball in harm's way very often. We all understand how turnovers affect the game. He's a very good decision maker, and for the most part, he's a very accurate thrower. And as time goes on, he's understanding more and more into greater detail what we're trying to do. And so all those things are why the quarterback can help you or contribute to victories.
We've had a lot of different games. The big game in Oakland, the 7-touchdown passing. But when you looked at this pass game and evaluated all the different parts of quarterbacking, was this his best game of the season?
Yeah, I think so. I think he played extremely well. Some of his incompletions were because he threw the ball away, which were actually good plays, because that happens at times. And so I think it was he played a very, very, very good game. He did some good things with his feet. And, the marquee about offense for us this week was, of course, the running game. But I felt like he did well.
As a follow-up to what I asked, Pat, do you distinguish between a game in late December and in January and a game in October or early September?
You know, we have that one week at a time mindset. And last week's game was big. You know, we got one down and one to go. I don't think whatever the setting is too big for Nick. You know, he didn't play very well. I don't think any of us played well the first time we played Dallas. I look back on it now, and I don't recognize some of what happened. We dropped balls. We weren't on the same page with who we blocked. Certainly Nick had some inaccuracies. We did a poor job coaching and playing. And I think we're a different team now, you know. And I think Nick had that experience and then was knocked out of the game and then came back soon after and threw 7 touchdown passes against Oakland. So I don't think what's going to happen in the settings, I don't think it's going to be too big for him. I think he understands what's important is we put together a plan and we go out and execute and try to be better than Dallas when we play him Sunday night. And that's it.
They're without Sean Lee on Sunday. How important was he to stopping the run game in that first game?
Yeah, he's a terrific player. When he's been in there playing, he obviously has a significant impact on why their defense can play well.
Something you touched on before on just how backups have come in and done a nice job this year. You've seen McCown and Flynn, McGloin. A decade ago, it seemed like when a team lost their quarterback and was on a backup, it was a disaster. Any reason why you think now you're seeing better play out of backups?
I don't know. I think we saw there's a lot of examples of guys coming in and winning games. There's also some examples of guys not doing, and I think, not doing so well for their team. I think it's an individual basis. I think part of it's the makeup of who that guy is. You know, I think when you're looking at a backup quarterback, typically when you get to this time of year, they don't get many reps. They get some, but they don't get many. So the guy has to come in and function at a high level without much preparation, especially if he's coming in the middle of the week. I talk too much anyways. Go ahead.
I don't think that's ever been so.
When you look at that first Dallas game, and you'd said you don't recognize the team that played that day, is there anything you can kind of put your finger on and like what went wrong or like?
I kind of hit on what it is. I mean, we dropped balls. We weren't on the same page at times with who to block. We threw the ball inaccurately at times. We didn't do a good job coaching and give them the best opportunity to succeed as players. We just weren't very good. And I don't want to take anything away from Dallas. They did a lot of good things to defend us. We threw interceptions. We did not play well. And, we can't do that this Sunday.
Do you have Nick studying that tape for that Dallas game, or is it better to just kind of?
No, we've watched it. I mean, we watch everything about it because – you know, there'll be some scheme and some components of their defense that remain the same, although things change as the year goes on.
It was 1-for-10 on third down, throwing the football in that game.
I forgot to mention that earlier, yeah, okay. No, we weren't very good. We weren't very good.
What's the problem on third down specifically when you go back and look at it? You've studied it, obviously, very closely.
Yeah, a combination of all those things I just mentioned. We were inaccurate a couple times. We had some protection issues where he was being challenged in the pocket, so to speak. And we had a couple of drops.
Your tendency this year has been to run the ball on third down. I think you have the fewest number of throws on third down. Why is that, Pat?
Well, I think we've done a decent job on first and second down where you can get them into shorter third down situations, which can be more run pass. Let's just call it for what it is. And then we're willing to run the ball anywhere. We don't mind. We ran the ball the other night. It was third and long. And we were upset we didn't get it because we felt like there was room there for us to convert. So,
you'll be able to pass your way out of trouble in some of these games?
No, not at all. Not at all. Not at all. We feel good. If we call a run or we call a pass, we expect it to work.
Would you say you've incorporated more power runs lately in the past month on that than when you started off the season? Where a lot of stretch runs?
Power, are you talking about power? Like gap schemes, block down, pull down?
Pulling and...
No, I wouldn't say that. I would say we've stayed consistent with our scheme throughout.
How do you like Shady carry the ball, the way he carries the ball? Are you surprised he doesn't fumble more?
He's pretty, you know, I don't want to jinx him here, you know. I'm not superstitious. I would call myself a victim of routine. But, ball security is important for everyone, you know, and I think, we work on it with LaShawn, and we – just like we do all players. And there are times, his running style, there are times when the ball is loose, and we remind him of that frequently. In fact, you can ask him that.
He seems to have an instinct for knowing when somebody's coming. That's when he tucks it in.
Yeah, I think, but it's important that we secure the ball because you can't always know who's around you.
Now, he knows that. Have you ever had three backs with this kind of breakaway ability?
No, this is a good group. This is really, I felt like that back in the spring when we started training. I really felt good in my two previous lives away from this building. I wish I would have had a crew like this. I mean, we trust any one of them to be in the game and do all three things: pass, protect, run the ball, and catch it. And they do a very good job of knowing who to block. They understand the run game. They understand where they fit in the pass routes, and then they do a good job with protection. So I think we're blessed here.
Well, Alex had a real nice season run blocking, but it seems like James Casey's been getting there a little more. How valuable does it have two tight ends like that can give you that kind of blocking on rundowns?
Yeah, no, we feel good. We feel like we have three, you know, and we used James the other night more. You know, you saw him start out on the edge and then kind of skim back and block the backside edge. And James, it's very important for tight ends to be smart and know how they fit in the world because that's a very, very tough position to play. In my opinion, it's second to quarterbacks because you're part of the offensive line. We line you up in space. We ask you to move around. We ask you to see the big picture. And I think all three of those guys do a good job of that.
You played James more, I think, the past 2 weeks than early on. Is that not a difference from early in the season and what you're doing in the run game and how you're blocking?
No, I think we're using him a little bit more. But to go back, I mean, to answer your question, the types of runs we're running are exactly the same. How we block the perimeter might be a little different, but it's the types of runs.
You seem to be using Casey a lot on the goal line.
Yeah. Well, we've used a lot of two and three tight end sets down there, which gets him in the ball game. And we've done a decent job of running the ball and then, you know, we've converted on some play action, kind of boot and naked type throws as well.
You're kind of asking him to go all the way across a lot of times, and right. He seems to be able to make that block.
Yeah, no, he's done a good job. And that takes a little courage, too, because a lot of times you're cutting that backside end free, and, you're running from a long way. It can be quite a collision at times. So he's courageous. He knows what to do, and he's willing to do it.
On October 21st, the morning after that first Cowboys game, could you have foreseen Nick putting the team in the situation it's in now?
Oh, man. I don't even want to think about the late day after that game. Yeah, I mean, we trusted Nick to be in there, and we knew that, and we knew as a team that we would get better. You know, I was telling somebody, it's like my early schooling where, you know, you could throw one test out. You know, I wish we could have thrown that one out. You know, it was just a bad day for us. We didn't play well on offense. And the game was close enough where if we'd have just gotten out of our own way, we could have maybe affected the outcome more.
I believe you were here like in 08 when you guys played Dallas here in the last game for a playoff spot. I think you guys beat them like 44-6.
It was a crazy scenario.
You're right, because like so many other things had to happen. But yeah. Can you kind of just...
I think Oakland had to go to Tampa and win. I think I remember it pretty vividly. We're in the pregame, and we didn't know, and it was a lot going on there. And then we went out and played well.
Yeah. Do you remember what like kind of the mindset of the team was going into that game? Like if they were really really
well, you know what? The mindset is always to go out and win, and I think that's the. Let's not confuse that. Regardless, you know, outside the building, everybody's crunching the numbers. These are the scenarios, but. You know, we're working today on Tuesday to get ready to play Dallas on Sunday and put our best effort out there and win. And so that's what you do. And you don't worry about all that.
Pat, in your prior Eagles coaching life, you guys were a very good screen team, especially when you had Westbrook. Now you're obviously a good screen team again. Right. Is it practiced same way here as Andy did? I mean, is it basically the same things, or do you guys do a little bit?
We do a lot of the same. We practice the screen game like we did then, and we all have done since. You know, there's reasons why screens are good. Some of it's schematic. Some of it is the feel of the running back. Some of it is the defense thinking you're doing something else, whether you're throwing a ball on a perimeter or dropping back to pass. But we all know the end result of screens, aside from being able to get explosive plays out of them, is to help slow down the rush at times. And so, you know, we'll do them. We love the screen game. We have a lot of ways to screen, and you know, hopefully they'll continue to be successful.
Is there one thing that's consistent when you run a good screen that has to be done? I mean, there's a lot of things in play. There's the lead blocking, the quarterback selling it, receiver getting.
I think deception. You know, they see one thing, they think you're doing one thing, and all of a sudden you're doing another. You know, I think you can call them on all down and distances, call them out of all formation groups. You can drop back, you can play action, you can sprint. It doesn't matter. It's just they're thinking you're doing one thing. You get a few guys to cheat one direction, then you go the other.
The fact that you have such an athletic offensive line help you in the...
I think so. I know Coach pointed to that yesterday, but we have some linemen that can run. And guys being able to pull flat, you know, get to the numbers and then block in space, it really helps. If we got, less mobile, thicker, less fit type guys, typically your screen game doesn't look as good.
Now, when you look at the Dallas defense, you know, obviously they're struggling all across the board, but particularly, I guess, DeMarcus Ware has not really had a productive year. Could it be a combination of injuries and switch to the 4-3, or is it just what are you seeing from him?
I don't know. I see it when he's in there playing. That's the same guy we played against for 9 years now. I think he's an outstanding player, you know. And when he's in there, he makes a difference because he can wreck the game. He's a fantastic player. In terms of their defense, we look at it on an individual basis. You know, we've seen where teams are not ranked statistically right in some people's minds, and they come out and have a great effort. And then you've seen other times when all of a sudden this team is good against one thing or the other and then doesn't have a good day. So none of that really matters. We got to match up what we do. We certainly got to play better than we did the first time we played them, and we're playing an opponent that will be better. So that's the match.
I got one more question.
Sure.
You've been an assistant. You've been a head coach.
Right.
How much fresher is this team? People have started to talk about that.
Yeah.
Fresher, now you're at game 16.
Right.
Than you have had, if you had,
right,
in the past as an assistant or as a head coach.
Well, I've been on teams where the guys were pretty worn down at the end of the year. But this team, you know, it's a unique setting right now. We have very few guys that can't practice or train. We have very few guys that are injured mortally where they can't finish the season. And when I talk to the older guys, and I really talk more to the guys on offense, Todd Harriman's, Brent Celek, some of the Kelsey, you know, to see how they're feeling on a day-to-day basis. Their energy level's high, and they can go out and train. And so I think there's something to it.
In 2010, with the Rams, I think you had the same scenario where the division title was on the line Sunday
right.
night. What do you remember about the hours leading up to the game, it being, you know, the 8 p.m. game?
Yeah, no, we had to go to Seattle and win the game to win a division. What I remember about the game is we dropped 6 balls, and it was a tight game. That's what I remember. And I was bummed out we lost. That's what I remember. But in terms of the anticipation of the game, it really is like any other game. We just get our guys ready to go, keep them in the moment, take them through the process, and then go out and kick the ball off and play.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, guys.